Katie Bean, editor of Go, and I'm going to be talking to our two fashion columnists today about holiday fashion. So let me have them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Allie Edwards.
And I'm David Hall.
Okay. And our first topic that we're going to talk about is what are some current trends that would work for different kinds of holiday parties? So Allie, we'll start with you.
I think that the holidays really inspire people to use a lot more color and sparkle, so that's always a good trend to use. Never underestimate the power of just a pop of color during the holidays. When everything's so dreary, a little red or a little yellow can go a long way.
Yeah, and I think for guys, it's generally a time that's marked with just kind of stepping up your game a little bit, maybe, you know, sprucing up the wardrobe, looking a little bit nicer in general, especially, you know, when headed to family events or work events or anything like that. It's not terribly different, but, you know, just making maybe a little bit extra effort.
I think prints too are really good to keep in mind too, especially overcoats. I think printed overcoats, especially for work parties, and if you're used to wearing a cardigan or something, to wear something with a little more wild, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I have to say that I'm a fan of sparkles. I would probably take any excuse this season or any season to wear more sparkles.
Right, but not too much. Not too much.
Or in a guy's case, any, really. I can't think of an instance where I'd wear sparkles, but...
Really? On your watch, maybe?
Great for the ladies, so...
Okay, David, what are some... something specific that you would recommend for, say, an office party?
I mean, I think the trick for guys is, you know, for the warmer months, they're not used to layering. So really kind of figuring out a way that the wardrobe that they wore through the summer and into the fall works in a way that you can layer appropriately as well. So, you know, having an appropriate, you know, shirt and jacket, or, you know, sweater and shirt for a party, and still, you know, having the ability to dress appropriate for the weather at the same time. So, you know, having something that you can wear on top of all of that is always a nice addition. But I mean, for me, it's all about layering. So it's kind of taking the shirts that I've been wearing throughout the year and kind of freshening them up with, you know, a couple of good sweaters or a good couple of, you know, sport coats or something like that. So generally, you know, I keep it pretty similar, but I like to wear sport coats and jackets a little bit more into the fall, just because I think it's a time where it's good to look a little bit nicer. So,
okay. And how do you feel about color on men for holiday parties?
For holiday parties, I think it's great. You know, a lot of guys are kind of afraid to do anything bold with color, and they kind of keep it pretty basic, keep it interchangeable and simple. But I mean, definitely, you know, I always like to wear a lot more red during the season because it's a good color that's easy to mix in with, you know, blacks, browns, grays, blues. But it's also festive, and it shows a little bit more personality than, you know, just your typical earth tones and, you know, simple stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I always like to go for a kind of one piece in the wardrobe that will give a little bit of pop of color or just a little bit of attention or something like that. So I think it's great.
Okay, good tip. Allie, what are some prints that you think are in this year or would be really good for parties?
Gosh, well, the whole tribal thing is happening right now, so I like that. I haven't really gotten into that print, but that's definitely in right now. So anything tribal, but also I really feel like even in the winter time to liven things up with maybe some floral to keep it a little summery, a little fresh and light, with some floral paired with maybe some darker colors to also bring it back, to ground it back into the winter season. And then also print tights, whether they be like fishnetty sort of prints or any different kind of bold color. I think that those are always good for winter time. And they keep you a lot warmer than bare legs, ladies.
Good tip. And then when we're talking about florals, what do you think about, like, a sweater with poinsettias on it?
I mean, sure. If that's your style, go for it. If you're at an ugly sweater party, I think that that is acceptable. If you're trying to impress your boss or maybe a peer, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm not going to tell anybody they can't wear a poinsettia sweater. But personally, that's not for me.
What about other, like, Christmas-themed accessories, like a bell on a necklace or on earrings? How do you feel about those kind of things?
I think, you know, I think sometimes those can be kind of cute. And if they're done in the right way and not overdone, I think that they can work. But just don't become a parody of yourself, I guess would be the best advice I could give. Just keep it cute, keep it simple, but don't become like a walking Christmas tree.
All right.
It's like a festivity in moderation.
Exactly. Party, but not too hard.
Only two bells per outfit.
Right. Yeah. Max. There should be a limit on these things.
Yeah. Totally agree. For guys, again, no bells per outfit. Zero max.
No bells. Okay. What about Santa hats?
Santa hats are great. Again, I kind of like Allie was saying, I think there's, you know, a time and a place to really have fun with your wardrobe and make it more about fun than it is, you know, appearance, I guess. But, you know, I mean, a lot of office parties will vary quite a bit. I mean, some of them it would be a little bit inappropriate to show up being silly about it, but others it would be great and it would be a good time. So, I mean, everybody knows their own environment the best and mm-hmm. kind of is the one with the best experience on how it's best to present yourself and behave. You know, it all ties in together. So, I mean, I'm definitely one that likes to have fun with myself and kind of, you know, be silly about it whenever the timing's right. It definitely lightens things up, mm-hmm. makes it easier. So,
all right. Good advice for you guys. Now let's talk about in Kansas. If you're going anywhere right now, it's probably going to be chilly. So what are some things, we've talked about it a little bit, but just dressing appropriately for a party and the weather, Allie?
Ladies, wear a coat. Don't run down Mass Street half naked because that's not attractive and you'll get sick. I think coats and long sort of classic fitted shape with like trench coats with shape. Those are always good. Usually for holiday parties, if you're going to be wearing cocktail attire or business casual, they will have a coat check. So always be sure to wear a coat, wear boots, tights, anything. Like David was saying, layer because you don't want to spend your night miserable because you're freezing to death.
Yeah, that's good. And David?
I think for guys, and it's across the board, but for guys especially, it's kind of nice because the whole utility workwear thing is kind of back on trend, I guess. You can easily integrate, you know, boots and heavy kind of what would otherwise traditionally be considered casual jackets into a wardrobe where you're dressed pretty nice. So I, you know, occasionally wear a suit to work and almost always wear a sport coat at least to work and a button-down shirt. But I can wear, you know, my big clunky boots and I have a vest that I'm kind of obsessed with, like a puffy vest that I'll wear over my suit jacket, and I'll always pair that with like a scarf. So if I'm not wanting to wear, you know, an enormous coat, then I can at least wear, you know, that vest and that and scarf and the boots and stuff and still be like weather appropriate without feeling like I have to tote around, you know, an entire extra set of clothes just to go back outside. But it's kind of nice because a lot of stuff that is convenient and useful for the wintertime is also stuff that's easily kind of dressed into a guy's wardrobe this year, just with the whole pairing of kind of workwear stuff and casual stuff with nicer things like button-down shirts and ties and stuff like that. So this winter is actually a little bit easier, I think, than it has been traditionally. So
yeah. Also, For girls, winter accessories, it's as simple as putting on a hat, a scarf, and some gloves, and it'll keep you really warm and look really cute. There's have you guys seen the knit headbands with the bows on them this year? I love those.
I have
those
one.
Are so cute. So, yeah, something like that that won't really mess up your hair, but it'll still keep you warm when you're in transit.
Exactly. It's perfectly functional because it covers my ears, but it won't mess up my hair if I have it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen those at several places downtown this year. So
go get it. Shop local.
Shop local. Now, David, what about hats for men? Okay, so when I go outside and it's really cold, I wear a hat because it's really cold. But I see a lot of men who don't wear hats. What should they do to keep their heads warm?
It's a tricky game because I've never been in a situation myself where I just absolutely couldn't wear a hat to work if I wanted to. And most guys are in a place where they can't. It's hard to wear a hat to work and then take it off when you get there because I just look kind of silly at least. But I mean, I'm always a fan of like a knit hat, like just a really good knit hat that's going to work for you. And if it gets to the point where, yeah, I mean, if a hat is a necessity, then, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, a stocking cap or a beanie is always, I mean, good. Again, just get a good nice one that's going to be an easy color to wear with everything. And I have a wool baseball cap that I wear through the winter that I like that I actually just wear at work. So that's easy for me. But, I mean, the headband things are cool, too, and they make them for guys. I mean, maybe, again, without the bow or something, but if you really love clothes, that's cool, too. Yeah. No, but, I mean, I see a lot of guys wear those, and then a lot of guys wear the little ear warmers that kind of wrap around, like, the back of your head that I see that are, you know, they line them in flannel and stuff like that. Those things are cool, too, because a lot of guys with, you know, short hair, it's kind of like girls with their hair up. If it's just not sitting on top of their head, then they're usually going to be fine if they're in more of a work environment or a professional environment when they get to their jobs. So something like that will work. But yeah, a lot of guys just kind of tough it without the hat. And I would generally put myself in that category. Maybe just don't cut my hair quite as much in the wintertime or something. So.
Grow a big beard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Girls don't do that.
No, yeah, not a good look for the ladies. The beard, the no shave. Okay, so we've pretty much covered holiday office parties. Let's talk about a more fun party, specifically New Year's parties. So what would be a good look for a New Year's party, Allie?
I think whereas with office parties, it's appropriate to wear something that you would wear to work normally. Don't show skin probably for office parties. That's not appropriate when your coworkers and boss are around. But for New Year's, I think especially, Katie, you'll be happy to know this, sparkles. Sparkles are always good for New Year's. And even something as simple, if you don't want to go out and buy a new dress, a little black dress is appropriate always and forever and will always be. So something with a little heel. I just think that New Year's Eve is a time to, like, it is the one night where you just get to go all out and do whatever you want, besides Halloween. But you can be, quote unquote, whoever you want and dress up however you want, and it's fine. So don't hold back. If you want to wear something, wear it on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And I think the big thing for guys during that time is, you know, don't be afraid to dress up. I see so many couples out with, you know, the girl has kind of, as you said, gone all out and had fun with her wardrobe, and the guy has, you know, put on the same thing that he wears the entire year, you know, baggy jeans and tennis shoes and a hooded sweatshirt is going to make you look, you know, like you don't care about your night or the person that you're with when you're with a girl that is kind of gone to the trouble to dress up and kind of look nice for one time in the year, you know. And I think especially here, because the winters are so cold, whereas the, you know, otherwise we have a pretty moderate climate, a lot of guys by the time it's been cold for a couple of weeks just kind of shut down and stop really trying and just kind of wear their go-tos every day, because for whatever reason it's kind of become okay for the winter time to be the time where you wear the same thing every day. And I think it's because people don't have, you know, 20 different coats to wear, but at the same time you can pair it up and switch it up. So I think for guys, kind of the same thing, just, you know, either let your girl dress you up or make a little effort yourself and, you know, have some fun with it for once and try out some stuff that you haven't normally done. Cause again, yeah, it's usually, especially for like a New Year's environment, it's going to be fun enough that even if you try something that doesn't really work, it's not a big deal. You know, you can kind of just have fun with it and be expressive for a day and, you know, just at least make it, you know, make it look like you're out to have fun with your girl or with the people that you're with. So don't be the one that's too underdressed for the occasion, yeah. I guess. That's a good guideline I usually use.
Yeah. And let's talk about how, maybe how would you know if you're going to be dressing appropriately or dressed, underdressed? Like, let's say it says, you know, cocktail attire, then Allie, what does that mean for ladies?
Usually those, whether it's black tie, cocktail attire, business casual, usually those can be, for ladies, you can kind of float in this in a range of different outfits. Cocktail attire is, you know, cocktail length dress. It can really, for ladies, because our wardrobe is so, I guess, flexible, if you will, you can really wear anything. You'll see a variety of different dresses, different lengths, at different parties. So I think for men it's a little more complicated, because it's like jeans, slacks, or like a suit. Do I wear a tie? Do I not wear a tie? You know, that's like the main thing that they have to worry about. For girls, it's like, just wear a dress and have fun with it, you know, because I think where whatever store you shop at, they're going to have those types of items.
Okay. And do you have some insight on that for men, David?
Yeah. I mean, I think for guys, again, you know, we live in the Midwest. You're not going to go to a party probably where you just don't have something that's nice enough to wear to it. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, the easy thing, I think, and what I prefer is to always, you know, just err on the side of dressing nicer. So, I mean, if you're not sure, you know, it's usually not inappropriate to wear a suit to something in the wintertime. I mean, you know, people are just in general kind of looking nicer and they're being festive and they're, you know, they're celebrating. So, I mean, anytime that you're, that it's kind of a celebration of anything, it's not, people are going to be looking nicer. So, you know, you're not going to show up in a suit or a sport coat and look totally inappropriate. And again, I think the important thing is knowing your audience or knowing the people that you're going to be with. So if you know for a fact that nobody's going to dress up, then you don't have to worry about it. But if it's something where people have kind of talked about looking nicer, then I always, you know, when in doubt, wear a tie. I mean, that's one of my big things. If I'm not sure about something, if nobody's going to make fun of you for showing up in a tie. I mean, it's something that you've just kind of got to be able to do as a guy. Yeah. But then, I mean, I've got a gray wool suit that I like to wear, and it's kind of an easy go-to for situations where people are going to look nice, because wool's not, it's kind of a casual suit, but it's also, you know, it's different than jeans. And while you can get away with wearing jeans, usually to most things for guys, if it's like a nice dark pair of jeans, sometimes it's nice to just switch it up and go nicer. And, you know, what I found is most people aren't going to tease you about dressing up. They'll tease you more about, you know, being a slouch or not dressing up. So, yeah, I mean, just err on the side of looking nice. Just maybe take that one or two extra steps to sprucing it up a little bit, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I think that is good advice for men and women. Just, you know, err on the side of looking nicer. And like you said, no one will make fun of you for dressing too nicely.
But again, you know, it's that one time a year where it's kind of it can be fun to do that, you know. And I mean, I understand if you're at a job where you have to wear, you're having to dress nice every day, and it's not something that can be fun for you, then, you know, try new colors, throw in a maybe more colorful shirt with a go-to jacket or something like that, and just, you know, switch it up, make it something a little more outgoing, I guess. So that can be fun.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, well, I think we are about to wrap it up, but do you guys have any last tips that we didn't cover?
Last tips.
I think just have fun and don't be afraid to show your personality. I think that, I mean, Dave and I both agree on this, that the way you dress is very telling of who you are and really showcases deeper beliefs and values that you have. So don't be afraid to let those out, especially around the holidays when you can kind of get away with that. So yeah, just dress how you want and don't worry about, really don't worry about what fashion is dictating. If you like it, then wear it.
Including that poinsettia sweater.
except for the poinsettia sweater.
Yeah, I mean, I think for guys, it's just have fun with it too. You know, for so often guys turn dressing up into a chore, and it really doesn't have to be, as long as, you know, just go out and pick up a couple of things that work easily together and then switch them up. And, you know, just again, it's an expression of yourself. If it's something that you hate, then don't worry about it. But otherwise, you know, it's easy to have fun with it. And it's, everybody likes having a couple of photos of themselves where they look good, you know. So, yeah, do it right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad you were able to do this with me. And I hope that our readers and listeners have found this helpful.
Thanks, Katie.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone.